Hey family, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lion's Den once again with myself, Ebony Lion, because you know how it is. On Saturdays at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am here to join you where we can talk about life, love, and music. Just talk about basically how life and music are intertwined. We can always tell our story through music. And that is what I'm here to do with you every single Saturday, so make sure to join me. Last week, we talked about karma. What goes around comes around. And I wrote a blog post, of course, with the same title that you can go back and listen to just in case you missed it. You can hear the podcast of last week's show, including all the different things that I spoke about when it comes to what goes around, comes around, and the dark side of love. We just experienced an eclipse, and it made me think about the dark side of love because not everything is so cheerful and happy and easygoing. Life is full of ups and downs. We live in a world of duality, and therefore we have cause and effect. And what goes around comes around, and we call that karma. So once we are on the dark side of love and we're feeling those ups and downs and we may be suffering at some point because we're on the downside, we're at the eclipse on the dark side of the moon when there is no light, the light inside is obstructed from our view. What do we do in those dark moments? And that brings us to today's show, which I'm calling Question of Character. When we are in those dark moments, it is time to take some reflection. Self-reflection is literally what we are here to do. We talk about how basically life is about lessons, right? But what does that really look like? What does life lessons really look like? It looks like when we are down and out, when things have not turned out the way that we intended, we are supposed to do self-reflection. We are supposed to go inside. We are supposed to find that deep part of ourselves that we find the questions that we then are looking for answers to. And that's where we talk about, how do you respond in those moments? How do you respond in the moments that aren't going so well for you? It's basically the time that we question our character. Who is your character? What is your character? I think I read somewhere that your character is something that doesn't really change. That is something that once you develop into that adult and your brain has certain hardwires, character is one of those hardwired things. So if we don't take that self-reflection on early in life, we might develop a character that is not necessarily one that is for our own best good. We might end up being the type who shoots ourselves in the foot all the time because we have a questionable character. And I think character really is about integrity. Integrity, the best definition of that is when you do the right thing when no one is looking. Doing the right thing when no one is looking is integrity. And basically, that is what develops your character. If you have an issue with integrity, your character will definitely be flawed. And with that being said, where I talk about life, love, and music, and today's show is about questioning your character, I have a wonderful musician who literally questions that, with the title of his song being Character. His name is Van Hunt. He has currently been the boo thing of Halle Berry for quite some time now. And I think a lot of people don't know him, but he reminds me a lot of Prince. He can play like every instrument. He is a singer and songwriter. and musician, all the way around musician. He is a very, very talented man. And when I came across Van Hunt, I was mesmerized. I am a person of words, if you can't tell, right? I do have the radio show, but I love words. I started writing poetry when I was really young. I have poetry in my book, which is called Weathering the Storm. You can find it. I would love it if you guys get my book, which I'm going to be coming out with the audiobook really, really soon. But I'd love it if you got my book off my website, ebonylionmusic.net, and you will see the book right at the top, Weathering the Storm, where, again, I talk about the journey of music in my life and how I became a musician and an artist, and how I started with my love of words at a really young age. And that is what Van Hunt does for me. When I tell you, you can, you know, talk me out of anything, if you have a good conversation, we can go far. So Van Hunt really did that for me as a musician. His lyrics are so profound. Especially, who has a song called Character? Right? Let's start there. I mean, his words are so profound. And we'll just go ahead and get started and talk about Character and some of the lyrics from his song. In fact, I think it's part of the chorus. Is he says, "Who are you in the face of disappointment? Where is your character when heavy weather is blowing?" Those are literally his lyrics. So listen to Van Hunt and the song Character as today we explore that idea, question of character.
For a new thrill, exit are you when heavy weather is blowing? Where is your character?
That is Van Hunt, ladies and gentlemen. Who are you in the face of disappointment? Where is your character, the one who keeps you going? Now, if those words are not profound, if those words are not directly talking about your own self-reflection, we all need to question ourselves. Who are we? In the face of disappointment, where is our character? What is it inside that keeps us going? When I tell you the first time I heard that song, which was years ago, that is not a new song, I was mesmerized, as I said before. But today, this show is about question of character. And Van Hunt, Halle Berry's boo thing, said it best. You guys can actually follow them on Instagram. If you go to Halle Berry's Instagram, there's pictures of them together and they look like a lovely couple. And like I said, it's been quite some time. It's been some years now that they have been together, but I'm assuming that you may not have known that. And if you did, good for you. If you haven't, definitely check out Van Hunt. He is a wonderful musician. He plays all kinds of instruments. He's a singer-songwriter. His live shows are fantastic. You definitely should check him out because he is not just one to watch. He is one to have you really, really think. He's a deep reflection type of person, and his music says that all day. So listen to his lyrics for sure. Today, we're talking about the question of character. When you are on the dark side of love and life, because we're living in duality, there's hills and there's valleys. And when you're in that valley, what do you do? What do you do in the face of disappointment? Or what do you do when you don't get your way? That's really the question. What do you do when you don't get your way? Which I think is something to question for the younger generation right now, because they are definitely a generation of immediate gratification and they don't have the same type of leisure time that people of, you know, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you know, we weren't attached to phones. So, you know, we had time to spend with ourselves. In fact, my son said today that he was really bored. And I remember thinking, when I was his age, I was never bored. There's books to read. There's your mind to really explore and use your imagination. There's no reason to be bored. And so that's what I told him. No one is responsible for your entertainment. You can entertain yourself just with your own thoughts. So the generation is really different, and it's different in regards to the fact that we need to remind our young people about self-reflection. Life is about duality, and there's going to be suffering. There is going to be a dark side to the moon. There's going to be an eclipse. many times in your life, it's not going to be exactly what you think it's supposed to be, because that's not what life is. We're here to learn lessons. So who are you? Do you question your character? Do you do self-reflection? Because when things are down and out and things are tough and life is hurting you, your heart may be broken, that is a time that actually forces you to do that self-reflection. So we are going to talk about being intentional. And no one else said it best than Lauryn Hill with her song, Mr. Intentional. I talk about young people and how it's really different for them because they're living in a generation that has immediate gratification. There's distractions all over the place. They don't have the same type of time to really sit alone. They would have to force themselves to sit alone and not look at social media, not talk to anyone, and not look at their phone and be on do not disturb. It's much harder for them to take that time unless they force that time to just sit with themselves. And so I think that when we don't have that opportunity to really sit with ourselves, we need to, as adults, realize that the things that we do, the behaviors that we do, the actions that we take are actually intentional. When you sit with yourself, you can't blame anyone else. You have to not only be responsible for the thoughts that you think, the people that you hang around, the actions that you take, how you treat people. There's so many things that actually take intention. And you can't do things and be on the dark side of love, do things that may hurt other people or burn bridges or damage relationships without being intentional. And once you're a full adult, you have to take responsibility for your actions. Really consider that you're making these choices on your own. Therefore, you are being intentional about the things that you do. You can, of course, say that I made mistakes. You can, of course, go back and say that if I would have known better, I would have done better, right? But naivety is not something that's going to absolve you from responsibility. You have to take responsibility as an adult. Not taking responsibility also is intentional. So, Lauryn Hill played a wonderful unplugged show that really at the time kind of went viral. She just played with her voice and her acoustic guitar, which is the same type of musician that I am. I am a singer-songwriter and acoustic guitarist. I am doing a virtual show that everyone in the world can see at their leisure on their tablet, their phone, their computer, anywhere in the world. Make sure you cast me on your largest TV and sit with me. You can get your tickets at ebonylionmusic.net. The show is available. You can click on shows and get your ticket. They're only $10. If you decide to become a fan and subscribe to Ebony Lion Music, you will get 50% off of that ticket. So I know everybody has $5. So definitely don't miss my virtual show on Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m. Don't miss it. I can't wait to see you there. You will be able to comment and I will interact with you. So just like Lauryn Hill played an unplugged show, I would be playing an unplugged show. But right now, we're talking about questioning your character. And at what point are you intentional? So let's listen to Lauryn Hill. Mr. Intentional.
This is one of loving. Thank you.
have to mention how they helped you out. You're such a hopeless victim. Please don't do me any favors, Mr. Intentional. Perfection, the road they walk, commanding your affection. They need to be needed, deceived by motivation, an opportunity to further situation. Why they're so important is without explanation. Please don't patronize me, Mr. Intentional.
Intentional, yeah. Stay away from me, Mr. Intentional.
sandboxradio.com, and you'll find the podcast at ebonylionmusic.net. Make sure to follow me on social media, Facebook, Ebony Lion, Instagram, Ebony Lion Music, and also you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. You'll find all of those links on the website, ebonylionmusic.net. We are talking about question your character. Who are you in the face of disappointment? Who are you when things don't go your way? Who are you when you are experiencing the darker side of the moon, the eclipse? What happens in your life when you are on the flip side, when things aren't so sunny? Are you intentional? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are intentional with your thoughts, behaviors, and actions. And that's what karma is about. Like we talked about in last week's show, what goes around comes around. You have to make sure that you pay attention to the things that you do and the ways that you behave, because karma will come back around. You can avoid those things if you choose to live your life in a very reflectional way. Take the time to sit down and think about yourself, think about your thoughts, think about the way that you feel, think about the way that you've responded to things. You have to be more self-reflective, because your character may be called into question. If you call your character into question, it may be because there is a lack of self-reflection. Although I've heard that character itself is kind of hardwired after a while, and that's why it's important to talk to the young people and be involved with the young people, because they don't have the same opportunities that we did when we were younger, because we had less distractions. They are so distracted. I think they aren't getting and or taking the same opportunities to do self-reflection. They are skipping that opportunity to really develop their character as young people. And once you are a full-grown adult, you cannot be naive. You cannot say that you didn't know. You can say that if I knew better, I would do better, but you only find that out through self-reflection. So, what happens to the people that may come across the dark side of the moon, where it's not just about reflection, but it's because they have been subject to the people who are doing the mistreating? What happens? Sometimes you are forced, absolutely forced, to do self-reflection, because Amy Winehouse created a song called Back to Black, where we share a community of people, and not everybody is doing the right thing. Some people are trying to get over on you. Some people do not care about their character. In fact, they don't mind having questionable behavior. So some people may live a life where they don't mind their character being called into question. In fact, they might just give up on doing that type of self-reflection, but they also are the people who continue to shoot themselves in the foot. questioning your character is really about integrity. What is integrity? Integrity is doing the right thing when no one is looking. Is that how you live your life? If you live your life that way, then you don't have such a questionable character. You can be assured that your karma is a little bit clearer than the ones who are not doing that self-reflection and who are not doing the right thing when no one is looking. And sometimes, if not at some point in your life, you will be someone who is on the back end of someone who is doing questionable things or having questionable behavior, and it forces you into a space of going back to black, doing your own self-reflection, because you have no choice. You have no choice. We do live in a world of community. No matter the religion, no matter the gender, we are all here to take care of ourselves and our families and the people that we love. That is across every single culture, across every single religion. We also are subject to those who want to get over on you, those who want to put their own desires above how they treat people. And it happens all the time. And the older I have become, the world did get a little harsher as I grew up and realized that you can't trust everybody. And a lot of times that you see how someone will treat someone else, it's often that they will treat you the same way. You are not exempt from bad behavior when you're dealing with someone who basically is willing to exhibit bad behavior or decide to make actions that are not for the good of the whole, and they're just good for the individual. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever been back to black because of how someone treated you? I'm sure you have. And if you haven't, you will. Because again, life is duality. It's ups and downs. And we are only really going to do that self-reflection when we have been blindsided or things have not gone our way. And sometimes that is the best opportunity. You are forced to look at yourself because you were back to black, as Amy Winehouse said. So listen to her wonderful voice and her beautiful song and the reality of going back to black.
So far removed.
Yes, that is when we are blindsided by the reality of life, that it is a duality and there's always going to be an eclipse to the sunshine. Such is life. It is what it is. There's always going to be suffering along with happiness. And that is a part of what makes us who we are on this planet, is going through the ups and downs, the hills and the valleys, the sun and the darkness. They both exist all at the same time. And we're going to experience them. And what do you do when you are experiencing the dark side of the moon? When you are caught in the eclipse. We talked about that last week on what goes around comes around in regards to karma, that there is always a dark side to love. It's not always rainbows and sunshine. There's absolutely often a dark side to love and relationships. And that is what we're talking about today, but from the perspective of character. The title of this week's blog post and this show is Questions of Character, because we need to talk about integrity and what you do when no one is looking. Do you do the right thing, or are you willing to do the wrong things that you know your mama did not teach you to do? Okay? Or maybe she did. And you should know better, because maybe your mama wasn't right. Maybe your mama and your daddy had questionable characters, and that is the lesson that you're here to learn in life. Maybe it is to see who they are and see how you can be different from them. Sometimes we learn from our families that way. It's just like that. It's life. And we don't only learn about relationships or learn about doing the right thing from our parents. Sometimes we learn about doing the right thing from our teachers, from our friends, from our spouses, from our children. Sometimes it is our children that are the ones that help us realize what doing the right thing means. Maybe it is our children that help us develop our character, right? So keep that in mind, because it is really, really important, because we will at some point in our lives have to go back to black, and we're blindsided by not getting what we expected to happen because someone else in our lives is definitely forcing some type of behavior on us that is not necessarily feels good. It just doesn't necessarily feel good. Sometimes we are mistreated. And what do you do when you're mistreated? What do you do when you're experiencing the dark side of someone else's behavior? What are you doing when your lover, your spouse, your best friend mistreats you, does you wrong? How do you deal with that? Is taking revenge something you might consider? Is it tit for tat and you're gonna go back and get them for what they did? That is not necessarily living a life full of integrity, because yes, revenge is a natural reaction. Tit for tat can be an immature reaction, but like I said, you can't blame anyone else. You have to take responsibility for your own actions. And if your actions come from a place or revenge or resentment or jealousy, you can't be naive to the actions that you take and the thoughts that you think and just assume that, you know, you're going to get away with it, because ultimately your character can be called into question, and you should question your own character, because like Lauryn Hill said, ultimately, as you become an adult, you are intentional. You cannot escape being intentional. You can't just say that, oh, well, I did this particular thing and now that it has hurt everyone, I want to take it back. That's not how life is. And again, karma, what goes around comes around. And eventually you get to a place when you're in that self-reflection stage, you're on the dark side of the moon, you have experienced the eclipse of love or just life in general, you have been let down, you know, maybe you lost your job, maybe you got in an accident, just life has knocked you down some kind of way and you ended up going back to black. Like Amy Winehouse said, what happens next? You realize that all you have is you. All you have is me, myself, and I, as Beyonce said it. That's all you got till the end. It's always going to just be you. That's why it's important to question, what do you do when no one's looking? Where is your integrity? Where is your character? Who are you when no one is looking? Because ultimately, there's no one to blame. And when you have to heal, there's no one else to help you heal. Ultimately, you have to sit and reflect and be in the moment and feel the pain or experience the disappointment and realize that all you have is me, myself, and I. And that is a reality I think that all of us at some point come to. At some point, we all realize that we feel alone. The only way to come to a better place is on our own, because it is just you, yourself, and I. So, as Beyonce said it, me, myself, and I, that's all I got to the end. So let's hear it from Miss Yonce. Me, myself, and I, right here on the Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion.
All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out. Be my own best friend. I be myself.
Yes, yes, welcome back. We are talking about question of character as we talk about love, life, and music right here on the Lion's Den. Let me remind you to get your ticket to my virtual show. Don't forget, it's going to be on Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m. for everyone in the world to see. It is a virtual show and I'm going to be playing live. I'm going to be singing and playing my guitar and I want you to join me. I will be playing my latest single, Lucky Number. So I want you to check me out. Go to ebonylionmusic.net and get your tickets. They are only $10, but if you decide to become a fan and subscribe, you will get 50% off. And I know that you got $5 in your pocket. So you cannot miss this show. Go to ebonylionmusic.net and make sure to get your tickets for April 25th. It's a Thursday at 7 p.m. So make sure to mark your calendar. I'm so excited to see you. So don't forget to do that. And of course, join me here, right here on sandboxradio.com next Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I am always going to be here to share my ideas of how life, love, and music intertwine. And today they are intertwining on the dark side of love, as we talked about last week when we talked about karma. And this time, when you are on the dark side, what do you do? Who are you in the face of disappointment? Who are you when things are not going your way? What type of character do you display when things are going rough? That is the question today. And we talked about the song by Van Hunt, which is actually called Character, the perfect song. So if you are just getting the tail end of this show, remember, you can always go back to ebonylionmusic.net and listen to the podcast of The Lion's Den. You can go to the blog post that is titled Today's Show, Question of Character, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast right there at the bottom. There's a play button for you to hear this back. And of course, that counts for all the shows. Make sure to join my website, ebonylionmusic.net, and you will receive the newsletter that will include every single blog post, okay? So I want you to make sure that you do that and make sure you join me for my show on Thursday, April 25th. It is a Thursday, like I said, and it's at 7 p.m. So I want you to sit back and relax and listen to my show that actually I'm calling The Sweet Spot Soul. Do you all know anything about a sweet spot? Have you heard that before? I hope so, because that is what I'm going to be giving you. It's going to be the sweet spot of soul, acoustic, live music with myself. So I'm excited to share that with you guys. So back to question of character. Once you become a full adult, you have to realize that everything that you do is going to be considered intentional. You cannot escape that. So you need to do that self-reflection to make sure that you are not doing questionable things when no one is looking, because you should carry integrity. It's a very important thing in regards to being on the planet with others. You need to carry integrity as the foremost thing in regards to how you relate to other people and how you relate to yourself. Integrity is important to having great character, and character is what makes you who you are. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be blindsided by life. You're going to be on the dark side of love, dark side of relationships, dark side of your job. Just remember, we live in duality, so there's no way to escape it. And just like Amy Winehouse said, you go back to black. You go back to having to realize that you have to sit with yourself and question your decisions and question your life and question your next steps, because it is just you, yourself, And I, right? Me, myself, and I, just like Beyonce was saying, it's really just you at the end of the day. And what happens as you get older and you experience the fact that people are not going to always be kind, there are going to be people that will attempt to take advantage of you, attempt to not treat you well, attempt to use you. That is absolutely a thing that you're going to experience, because there's all types of people in the world and not everyone is good and do not have good intentions, right? Just like Lauryn Hill said about Mr. Intentional. And what happens is you realize that it's only you at the end of the day, and you can only do reflection on yourself, because when you're on that dark side, you're alone and you need to do that self-reflection. You need that time to think about your thoughts and think about your actions and think about your next steps, because what happens is you realize that people can be fair weather friends. People are going to come in and out of your life. People that you didn't think would come in and out of your life will come in and out of your life, and you'll have to realize that you need to be choosy about those people. And the ones who are not treating you right, or have questionable behavior, or are just not really honest people, or don't have the best of intentions, you need to realize that you need to let them go. And so what should happen? A good thing, even though it's a little bit of a sad song, it is a empowering song by Sam Smith, Too Good at Saying Goodbye. You have to get to that place where you're just too good at saying goodbye, because you're not going to tolerate people of bad character. If you're doing all this self-reflection for your own growth, if you are willing to look at yourself when you're on the dark side of life, when things are rough and things are tough and things are painful, if you can do that work, you don't allow the ones who aren't willing to do that work, or really just making the conscious choice to not do that work, you can't let them in your life to destroy your own growth or inhibit your own growth. You can't allow that to happen. That's what being responsible about the life that you live and about your own integrity and about your character is all about. You have to be good at saying goodbye. So this is what Sam Smith said, and I loved the way that he said it, because it's absolutely necessary for that to happen. You've got to be good at saying goodbye. So let's hear it by Sam Smith right here on the Lion's Den.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this, but I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me, 'cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye. I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me, 'cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you,
in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Gotta be too good at saying goodbye, because you can't let people in your life who are going to sabotage your growth just because they're not willing to grow. They're not willing to look at themselves, do the self-reflection when they don't get their way, when their own desires are not met. Those desires that may not be good for the whole, that are not good for the community, the people that are so self-absorbed, so selfish, that their character is called into question. Those are the people that you need to be good at saying goodbye to, because life is really much more than that, and we need to grow. We need to keep our integrity intact, and we need to continue to develop our character. Or it might be called into question when things get rough. So I want to leave you with something very, very, very inspiring by Desiree. You gotta be. I hope you guys remember this song. It was a very, very popular song when it came out way back in the day, and it's very inspirational today. You gotta be, is what she's saying. You've got to be strong. You've got to be strong. So make sure to meet me here again, right here on sandboxradio.com. If you miss this show or any other show, you can go to ebonylionmusic.net. You can click on the corresponding blog post, or you can just join the mailing list and you will get a newsletter with every single blog post, including the show. It's right at the bottom. The Lion's Den podcast is available for you to hear at anytime you want. But in the meantime, join me live every Saturday on sandboxradio.com at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will be here waiting for you when the time is right. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and do the work and build a strong character for yourself and those around you. See you later. Don't forget to get your tickets for Thursday's show, ebonylionmusic.net.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger.
Tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh.